All right, so how can I start a food business with low investment? Damien, I was looking to get into a food business from a scratch, but I don't have a lot to spend. I got a couple of emails about a week ago about these questions, also food business ideas with low investment. And these are great questions because many people who actually have been affected by what went on in 2020 are going through 2021 trying to find out another way to make some side money, or they have a passion for some type of food business, but they don't have $100,000 or even $50,000 to start it. So how can I start a food business with low investment? I'm going to get into this podcast and explain exactly the one that's going to be taking off and continue in 2022, as well as the end of 2021. And I'm going to tell you some really huge pluses and benefits to the type of food business I'm going to dive into. We're going to get into that right now. Okay, so welcome back. All right, so as we dive into this question in our podcast, I'm going to go ahead and upload this also to YouTube so all of our subscribers on YouTube can also get a chance to take care of this information and use it as well. So my name is Damien Roberti. I am a food entrepreneur. I've been online for over 12 years. My wife and I operate several e-commerce businesses, and we start our YouTube channel for you, specifically food entrepreneurs, to help you with tips and tricks and our own experiences of what we've gone through. I've operated an Italian bakery. We used to make gelato. We did panini sandwiches. And before that, I was in the food industry for over 20 plus years. And now I bring you guys all of these tips on our channel. So let's dive right into exactly what we're going to talk about here. So in 2022, this particular type of business will continue to flourish. And I think it would actually change. A lot of states are changing how they view this type of a business, but it is a cottage food business. These are home-based food businesses. Now, there are restrictions on the types of foods that you can make, but the list in most states is quite extensive. And there is everything from granolas to cookies and baked goods to anything from mixed nuts. Even some states allow you to do tea businesses and seasonings and spices. There is a large, vast variety. Now, every state varies as to the specifics, and I think New Jersey is the only state out of the 50 that do not allow any type of cottage food, so everyone else is welcome to do this. If they're going to do it, I'm going to go through some benefits of why this is a low investment business. And the first thing right off the bat, when you operate a cottage food business from your home and you are a legal entity, you have a lot of tax benefits. There are a tremendous amount of tax benefits for the amount of space you're using in your home. If you have a home office, if you're using water and electricity, that too can also be written off as an expense. The portion of that can be written off. Remember, I am not an accountant, but I'm going to go through the things that I do know for sure that you should bring to your accountant and let them know this type of a food business and what you are doing, and specifically spell it out for them. And they're going to say, hey, bring us a list of all of the expenses. If you've got a mortgage, a portion of the mortgage can actually be written off as an expense for your business when you're operating it from home. If you're renting, same thing, a portion of the rent too as well. Every state has also specific laws guiding that specific type of food business from home, so make sure you talk directly to your accountant. But these are some really big pluses without having to invest a lot of money. Extremely low investment type of food businesses, and they're also great ways to practice and experiment with a concept before you actually invest some big money into it. So number one, tax benefits. Number two, little to no equipment necessary to buy. I've actually opened up retail bakeries. I know the expenses of having to create, getting ovens, getting prep tables for sandwiches. Our gelato machine was a lot of money, and so on and so on. We had a display case for the gelato. We had a display case for the cookies and pastries. We had a lot of big pieces of equipment. When you're doing a cottage food business from home, the vast majority of what you can really tap into are items that you already have. Pieces of equipment such as ovens, pots, pans, utensils, cookware, cooking, baking sheets, anything of that sort that you're going to use to create your final product, the vast majority of that you actually have on hand. So you literally don't have to be investing a lot of money. Again, low investment food business to start from home. Number three, as I briefly mentioned before, the water, the electricity, utilities, and a portion of your actual home can be written off as an expense. So there is a tax benefit to starting a low investment food business from home. That is another one. Number four, you can set your own schedule. Let me explain what I mean by this. A lot of people are like, well, I start a business from home. Of course, you know, I can stop and go when I want. when you have a retail bakery, just from my own experience, when you have a retail storefront, you rely on retail traffic. So you need to be open 7 days a week or at least 6 days a week. And the thing with this type of a business is you're starting it very small, so you don't have a tremendous amount of overhead. You don't have a tremendous amount of rent or leasing for the spot. You also don't pay a fortune for garbage collection. Something a lot of people don't realize, we had to pay over $250 a month for commercial garbage pickup alone. That is a lot of money just to pick up trash. You're doing it from your house. You don't have to pay extra for that, by the way. So there is a ton of different incentives and financial benefits that you're not going to incur when you're starting from home. And that is another one. Setting your own schedule. So here's what I mean. If you want to start small, of course, that's what this video is all about. You can actually start it from home and go to local farmers markets, go to local events, fairs, festivals, whatever your state allows you to sell to, different venues. And you can do them periodically. So as I go back to what I was talking about, the retail storefront, it cost money. We had to be open all the time, okay? Otherwise, we don't have the foot traffic, we don't have the customers, we don't make sales. So starting small and going little by little, you don't have to maintain any additional rent and all those other expenses. Another great way and reason why a food business idea with low investment is cottage food, starting from home. Next up, start small with less financial risk. When I took the dive into creating an Italian bakery with my wife, we invested all of our 401k. And believe it or not, we actually maxed out all of our credit cards. Would I recommend, by the way, to do that? No. We should have probably done a little bit more planning, but it was definitely a learning experience I would never forget. And it was a fantastic experience to learn from. But I can tell you that when it comes to investing money, this type of a business is not a large investment. Again, you're not having to put out a lot of financial investment into it, so there's not a lot of risk if it doesn't really work out the way you want or if it's not something you plan on doing. This is also, as I mentioned in the opening, a great way to test out an idea. If you start small, you invest a little bit at home, you have the opportunity to say, you know what, I tried this for a year, maybe 2 years, it's just not my thing, it's I'm not working out. Or 2 years into it, you're like, oh my gosh, I can't even keep up with the orders, I need to go into a commercial facility, I need to get a commercial bakery or a commercial place, and I need to start kicking it up a notch, or even renting a commercial kitchen. So starting from home with the cottage food law, it allows people to really test the waters without getting a financial risk, okay? Now, this is the great part of what I was about to tell you earlier. States now, because of what happened in 2020, so many people are either underworked, they don't have enough jobs, they don't have enough money coming in the front door, so they're looking for a side business, or they're completely out of business. Now, I get a lot of emails, and I've done a lot of consults with chefs. There's a tremendous amount of very creative, very skilled chefs that are at home. Their business, their restaurant went under, or they got fired, they got laid off because there's just not enough business, or there was a skeleton crew, so they basically went down to one or two chefs, so there's a few other chefs that got let go. Whatever the case may be, they're at home. They're wasting their skill and their time because they're trying to figure out, how am I supposed to get this up running? From the cottage food laws, you are now able to do that. You can use those skills and create a business. Yes, the types of food are limited. You can't sell things like pizzas, hamburgers, hot dogs. Anything that is considered potentially hazardous in the U.S. is not allowed to be sold through the house. But let me tell you about this. Utah just opened up a law that allows you to actually sell food like meals, as in pizzas and hot dogs and things in Utah. And you're allowed to have a food delivery, such as like Uber Eats even, to deliver the food. There is a segment of Utah that the people are now beginning to take advantage of this. These are the types of things that are going on that states are recognizing. There's a big benefit in letting our residents open food businesses from home, not just baked goods and nuts and dry things and that sort. Florida just raised the limit. There is a financial cap too on most cottage food states that allow you to sell up to a certain point financially. Florida raised it to $250,000. If you live in Florida, by the way, it's also very easy to start a cottage food business in Florida. If you live in Florida, you can sell up to $250,000 from your home. That's insane. That is amazing. California has two types of cottage food laws. There's Class A and Class B license. The Class B license actually allows you to create products that you can sell to retail stores. They can resell them at restaurants, cafes, coffee shops. Yes, it's actually true. The only thing about that law is that most cities have to adopt the ordinance. The state created it, but every single city has the ability to dictate whether or not they're going to allow it to happen. That's kind of the only drawback. But in these three states, these are some great steps forward in creating low investment food businesses from home where people are not having to lose their shirt if it doesn't work. Cash out their 401k to create something. You can start small, and there are some tremendous benefits that I just listed, and they are ones that you definitely need to take care of. So if you're looking to figure out how do I start a small scale food business from home, these are some tips here on our podcast that I'm glad you took time to listen to. I hope they help you out. If you've got questions about how do I start a small-scale food business from home, let us know down below, and we will do some other videos on that too as well. We have a handful of cottage food videos actually about certain states. We are working on the entire country, every single state we're going to have up and running with videos to explain it, and also additional resources down in the description. So if you found that useful and helpful, as always, please do give us a big thumbs up and let us know what you think about how you can start a low investment food business from home. I'll see you guys on our next podcast or video. Take care.